You've got mail.
Yes, we do. It is that time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Friday morning mailbag. We got your accumulations of your communications throughout the week via all the avenues, the texts, the tweets, the DMs, the Facebooks, the emails, the occasional jail mail that we haven't gotten in a while. And we're kind of worried about you out there. Not going to lie. If we don't hear from you, we will have a welfare check. It's a Friday morning mailbag. Flute not included.
I've been practicing. Can you tell?
No.
Oh. Sorry.
We always like to check, and no, we didn't have any sort of Hank FM newsletter. I think that's gone by the wayside. I don't know. But we did get this from HR. Hi there, everyone. Happy almost June. Just uploaded the employee handbook to the HR app for easy referencing. There is no changes.
Okay. Just in case.
Since the last time I didn't read it or this time I didn't read it.
Yeah. I hate to be the one to admit this, but when I was hired, Gina said, I do suggest you read this. And I read it and I said, is a country station, we're really not allowed to wear jeans. And she said, what is going on in there? So now I have to ask about jorts.
There it is. You're the one person that read
Heather Lee.
The employee.
I told you. I'm really, really fun. Yeah. Retired Ricky, good morning. I'll be listening from Weatherford today.
Nice.
And helping my friend work on his lawnmower, doing what I do. I don't know if you heard, Ricky, but we have not one but two broken lawnmowers at the Lee compound. So, Toledo's not that far from Weatherford.
I'm going to break mine today after the show.
I know.
Trying to cut down the swath of trees that have developed in my backyard. Doris says, Stars lost four games in a row. They did. They didn't have a really good Western Conference Finals. She said, I thought I was watching the Cowboys play.
Oh. Hey! It's easy to get confused.
Yay.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
So off the text lines, my name is Roseanne.
Hi.
Do you think I'm starting to look old? It kind of brings attention to aging. There's no picture attached, but... you know, Roseanne, none of us are getting old. We are getting better.
Yeah.
And our eyes agree because we can't even see anything. Looking dandy.
I think you look marvelous.
That's right.
Oh, boy. This comes from Jacob. Huh. Elon needs to be on the show more. Yeah, but would that be efficient? See? I don't know. Yeah. And he seems to be somewhat busy.
And the whole glitch thing.
Well, that's going to happen.
Thank you, Elon.
Thank you, buddy.
While driving to the Hood County Stampede last week, my daughter had a live version of listener mail.
Mm.
She looked me straight in the eye and said, Jake Summers is the big boss at Hank FM, is he not? I said, you bet your sweet bippy he is. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Maybe
Jake
not
Summers.
In title, but it probably is somewhere in the employee handbook that only you have read.
Heather Lee.
Meanwhile, someone named M.M. said thank you to Jake for doing such a stellar job and to let Mark Phillips know he was very missed on vacation.
Oh, sure. Aww. Absolutely. Let's see here out there. Let's see. James just asking, how are my friends this morning? Are you really asking or are you just kind of asking in passing? You know, because that happens up here.
Yeah.
You know, in every office. Mm-hmm. So, how's it going? Yeah. And then you do get that one person that will tell you exactly what's happening in their life, and you are looking to see if any of those windows open up around the area.
I know someone like that.
Heather Lee.
As we said earlier, Barbecue James, so I've been wearing jorts all this time, and I didn't know it. See? We're here... really on an educational mission more than anything.
It's a feast for the eyes. That's how he attracted his new bride, Cynthia.
Got nice knees, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Work
those calves like everybody else. On the jorts kick there a little bit, Doris also loved the jorts and wanted me to do the catwalk.
Well, I mean, we all do. Mm-hmm.
To take my little turn on the catwalk.
You took it.
There on the Hank Facebook Live previously. Bobby with an I, what does the girlfriend think about these jorts?
Ooh.
Girlfriend's out of town and won't be, I guess I could take a picture, but she won't see the jorts.
Not yet.
This was the test trial run today. And so far, going so well.
She make a return trip to see them. I know I would.
Well, the way my legs tan, she could probably see them from three states away.
Meanwhile, talking about the AI version of the KB and George.
Oh, yeah, I have questions about that.
Yeah, I put in your picture and I said, hey, can you make
and
this?
It turned
this
me into
like Mark Consuelos,
Luigi Mangione wearing jorts on the Hank Facebook page.
And it's much more than jorts. I mean, it's a denim shirt, it's a denim jacket. You really leaned into the brand.
I think AI did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Doris said she could not unsee this. Kelly from the Ville said all that denim made her eyes burn.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Kelly.
Well,
I have to apologize. It wasn't me. It was AI.
That's why we say it being a radio show, never make direct eye contact with your radio while the show is on. It's just for safety. Brett says, does this mean the jorts will replace the pink shorts tour of 2025? Well, actually, Larry at Cruise Night, I think, had the solution to this.
Larry, I can't help but didn't notice your shorts.
They're very
sassy.
Right, yeah.
They're bright orange.
They are, yeah.
So why did you choose the orange?
Well, because it's very bright. I want to be seen. I want to pop.
So did you hear that jorts are making a comeback? Do you rock the jort once again?
Maybe. Not good. Yeah.
Any fashion advice for anyone maybe willing to go sail that boat?
Yeah, go bright. You got to be seen. So you got to bright or go home, you know. Go bright or go home.
Go bright or go home right there
Larry
from Larry Cruise Night.
Mm-hmm.
Do they make pink jorts? We could just combine them all together.
If anyone could, it would be Larry.
Michael says, happy to hear Marty Rabin of Shenandoah wears jorts. We were happy to hear that, too. That is fantastic. And then we got our good buddy there, Russell. And you know him from the...
Mm-hmm.
Coming up at 9 o'clock.
He's got spirit.
Russell out of the Ford, who was prominently there featured at Cruise Night last night. Did you or are you going to play the skit we did? Y'all did a skit?
It was a
skit?
I had no
a song,
idea.
A vaudeville routine?
we didn't even
quite
practice.
The number for you. No, this is good stuff. This last night, Cruise Night.
Where Russell has some really big news. You want to tell us what's going on?
Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Getting married in 1 week.
You're getting married. Hey! Do I need a bow in my butt?
Bow in your where?
The bow on the butt. It's the bridesmaids. Okay. Bow on the butt. So how long have you guys been together?
Been back together for over a year.
Back together.
Yes.
So you were together.
We were.
What did you do?
Oh, it wasn't what I did. It was just bad timing.
Timing is everything.
And we were young.
We're not young now? I mean, you're 27 and a half.
Exactly.
Okay, that's right. So, and what's the lucky lady's name?
Leah.
Were you just together before or were you married before?
Remarried before.
You're marrying the same person.
I am.
I'm not even saying good luck because you're not going to need it. I mean, I guess, you know.
We're in it to win it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Where are you getting married?
In Azle.
Uh-huh. You should get married right here at Cruise Night.
Oh, no.
Come on. All the cool kids are doing it. Congratulations.
I like that. Congratulations. That's awesome.
You got the catering.
Yeah.
You got the crowd. You got everybody's best friends. You know what I mean? You don't even need, to hire a limousine. You got the best cars around.
And if you do it on Thursday night, someone's going to end up with a free T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Congratulations.
Take me higher.
You know.
There it is. That is the Friday Morning Mailbag.